This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we're talking to musicians about how technology is changing their approach to music. Our series is called Playing with Machines. Jonathan Powell has composed soundtracks for over 50 films. His latest is the animated film Rio 2. Powell credits some of his success to computing power, being able to recreate full orchestras with the latest and greatest software. I found Powell at his spacious home recording studio in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood of Los Angeles, surrounded by synthesizer and computer keyboards. Composer John Powell, thank you so much for chatting with us.
It's a pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about your approach to film composing for a movie like Rio 2. Where do you start?
Well, as far as technology goes, I really don't think I'd be a composer were it not for computers. As I tell people, I'm a computer-aided composer, using a computer as a kind of a memory tool almost for everything I do. So I don't do it in the traditional way anymore.
Well, you started to say you wouldn't be a composer if it weren't for computers. What does that mean? Go back to year zero for your sort of musical work.
If this was 1986, probably when I got out of music college, I was still working, you know, on tape machines, with everything that everybody else had. And suddenly along came the Atari ST1080, which was obviously a gaming system, but some neat guys in Germany figured out how to get some really good sequences into that hardware. That was the beginning for me of really being able to work in a fluid way. The difference between working on paper and having a computer is the speed at which you can work.
Is there a way that you'd be comfortable in, like, demonstrating your work process at your workstation?
Well, for instance, this is a song that we did for the movie called Beautiful Creatures by a group of Brazilians called Babatuque.
How many tracks are on this?
509.
Totally reasonable.
They're a group who make music purely with their bodies.
Okay.
So we would have started probably with the stomps. Then other vocal noises. And then I actually even added feathers. You see? Computers.
Is there like a piece of equipment that you think for your work could change the game?
Well, you know, I've often thought, can technology increase my intellect? Can it increase my brain power to be able to find a better tune? I mean, that's ultimately it comes down to whether or not you can write a tune. And that really is just about the music you've experienced. So I'd say the most important piece of technology ever for me is the playlist. Being able to hear any music from anywhere in the world instantly. It wasn't like that in my day. I'm not that old, but even then, I used to have to go and dig out records of African music and records of Balinese music. Now you can instantly find anything.
John Powell, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. You want to hear it all at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. More of those conversations on our website. Also, if you want to get prepped for tomorrow's interview, download the Dan Deacon app and have your smartphone at the ready when you listen to us. You'll have to click the button that says, I'm at a show.